So welcome, everyone, to the call. And my name is Diane Fleck, and I am a business consultant, coach, and also founder of The Learning Cafe. And I'd like to introduce to you my co-host and good friend, Carol Adrian, an intuitive life coach and is also an internationally known workshop facilitator and author. Hello, everyone. Hello, Carol.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the call. You know how many people are on the call today, Diane?
No, I don't get that information until after the call, but I know we had a lot of people sign up.
Right. We had a lot of people last night, too.
Yeah, we had a lot, and we even had people signing up this morning. So.
Excellent.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So, anyway, I started out a little bit with some housekeeping details. Like I said before, it's on Q&A. So if you'd like to ask a question, we're going to go into that later during the presentation here. Just *6, and then that will unmute you, and then to mute you back again, *6. So let me kind of get started here, because we've got a lot to cover today. I'm so excited, I have to tell you, I just can hardly wait to give you information about a special offer that I have. So hang on the phone, because it's so exciting, and we'll talk about it later. So first of all, let's kind of go through a recap of what we've accomplished so far, Carol, on our calls. Let's see. So our first key that we talked about, the key to success with mindset and how our attitudes and expectations affect the ability to approach life and create the life we want. And then we moved on over to number 2, which was communication. And we talked about the importance of listening to the inner communication, which we call our intuition, and the importance of noticing messages and synchronicities in the external world, which gives us clues and information. And I absolutely love that. Carol, I know you're really, really good at that.
Well, I love that part, and I think we don't often think of the outside world communicating with us in that way through, you know, kind of odd happenings during the day or a synchronicity.
Yeah.
And you know, it's really important to just stop and take a moment to think, well, what did I learn from that, or what did that bring into my life? It's not always obvious right at the moment, but
yeah,
maybe down the road you think, oh, I keep getting this message, or it keeps looking like this. So those are meaningful communications from the outside world.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I have, like I said, I have learned that, especially, you know, lately from you, because when I'm doing some writing for my email blast or I want to do a program, I really do stop and think about, well, all right, what's come into my life today? What have I heard? What's going on? And that's kind of a reflection, little messages, little birds in my ear that help me really to write. And quite frankly, that's how I do it.
Yeah, no, I did my book that way, too. My books were always like, well, I'd be thinking about something, and the important thing here is that you're thinking about something, and it's kind of like, I need to know the answer to this. It's almost like you're on an assignment, and you need this thing. And the stronger you feel that, like, I have a question, I need this answer, boom. Just notice, just in the next 3 days or so, you'll probably get somebody who calls up, or you come across something that makes sense to you and to that interior question.
Yeah.
So that's communicating with the outside world.
And I love books, you know that, Carol. So I have like a whole library, and I use that as a resource library, actually. I mean, if I got a question, I'm going, okay, let's look in the library here, and whatever pops out, and then just open a page. So that's kind of fun to do too. I love it. So we also talked a little bit about law of attraction, which everybody kind of knows about. It's a general match. It's a match for a general state of being. And so I'm not going to go into that too much because it's been out there so much. And then the other seminar we talked about, being aligned, you know, the importance of being aligned. And that has to do also with the law of attraction. You know, feeling in alignment is an inner sense that we're living in tune with our authentic self. We have a feeling of purpose and that we are helping to contribute and we feel connected. So for me, anyway, that does help me manifest, create, and attract to me what I really, really desire. And that, you know what, that does take some practice, I have to admit. You know, I'm not really good at it all the time. I don't think anybody really is. But you can catch yourself, you know, when you're going, wrong turn, you know.
Right.
But at least
it's a feeling.
Thinking.
It's kind of a feeling state. It's just feeling you're right on the track, or you're excited, you're passionate, you're interested at least.
Yeah. And then the, you know, you get those crazy little ants, which I call automatic negative thoughts. And then you notice, and then you just go, okay, go away. And then you shift gears. Everybody's going to have them. I mean, I don't believe really that we can ever stop that from happening. It's just part of life. But the important part is noticing it. And then also, like Carol said, feeling it in your body. Your body is such a tool and a communication tool if you learn how to use it. It's just incredible. And I know, Carol, you use it a lot, too.
Well, it's... You know, this feeling of being aligned, it just came to me just the last couple of days. I was talking with somebody, and this idea of, you know, being blocked or, you know, when you feel blocked and you don't feel in alignment, you're, like, scared. You're kind of taking on something new, and you're not sure if it's the right thing. I was remembering, I was doing some writing on this just the other day. After talking to you, Diane, we were talking about these different ways that we can become, you know, what is the source of our blockedness and so forth. But that's something we can cover another day. But the thing that I was recalling at the moment that made sense to me, and it sort of fits in with this idea of alignment, is I once had a client that I interviewed, and I think I wrote about her in, I think it was The Purpose of Your Life or the other one. I don't remember which book now. But what I loved about her, and it just suddenly popped into my mind, was that this woman, she was starting a new business. And she was starting a recruiting business on Wall Street, and she would be recruiting and working with these really top-level, very powerful, imagine, mostly male, Harvard-trained, highly educated stockbrokers and lawyers. I mean, like the top-drawer power brokers. And here she's starting this little business, and she's, like, freaked out in a way. She's, how can I do this? I don't, you know, she doesn't have a lot of college, anything. She said to me, you know what? She said, I remembered when she actually had taken this job to make more money because she had two children who needed special need. They were special needs kids. She'd worked in the barrio in New York for like $6,000 a year or something like that. She said, I have sat with dying children in the hospital. She said, if I can do that, I can do anything.
Right.
So that feeling, she reconnected with that powerful feeling of her previous, hey, I handled something difficult, and kind of segued it over into this new recruiting thing. And that, I thought, was such a major lesson. I was just in awe of her, and I really took that to heart. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a perfect lead-in because that's some of the exercises that you did so well. Some of the exercises we're going to do later today. And, of course, today's topic is find your wow factor. And Carol always has these wonderful exercises that we do that really uncover all kinds of things. So, Carol, I'm going to shift it over to you. Do you want to go ahead and start?
Thank you, Diane. Well, Diane and I had a great time with this because when we're hatching our plans for these teleseminars, we're always like, well, let's see, what can we do that's fun? And we both just agreed we really wanted to talk about what is our wow factor. And it's fun to play around with the word wow. I love words, and I'm always, okay, let's play around with this, you know, and look for acronyms. And what does wow stand for to you? And you might even already, all of you on the call, could be thinking, what W-O-W, what words come to mind that make me think of wow or something interesting about myself. I came up with some wow, meaning who, W, who you are and what you do outstandingly well, W-O-W. Who you are. Who are you? Everybody here on this call is different. We all have a different mindset, focus, a desire to do something. We're aligned in the fact we all want to do it well. We want to be prosperous at it, and we want to get on with it and feel like we're really doing it. So we have that. But we all do something outstandingly well. And well, to me also, when I thought about it, what popped into my mind was wild mind. Wild mind, the W of wild mind. Because that's,
I like
our,
that
that's
one.
Our, isn't that great? I think I probably was prompted in that. Dina Metzger, I think, wrote a book called Writing with a Wild Mind. I got that from some wonderful writer, woman. But the wild mind is that part of our mind that is unconditioned. it's authentic and it's free. And so a lot of times it'll suggest stuff to us that sounds completely nuts. But you know what?
Right.
I have found there's a germ of an idea in there. So you want to honor that wild mind and give yourself some brainstorming time. Wow can also remind us of our innate wisdom. We know, each of you on this call, we all know what's right for us. We know in our hearts kind of where we need to go. And we can talk to counselors, we can talk to other people, and we can get ideas. But inside of ourselves, you know really what your own wisdom is telling you. And wow, to me, reminds me of the wondrous way the world works, because you can have your plans. I've had my plans all my life. It's like, well, that didn't work out, but this did. So it's like wonderful. I mean, there are things that you just, it'll just blow your mind, and you call us, I intervene, and update us in 6 months or a year. I have people calling me all the time, you won't believe what happened. And
right,
I love
right.
that. So that's a wow factor. And wow can remind us of the wealth of talent and experience that we already have. We are adults now. We do have experience, and we've done things. And wow is also that expression of, like, when it hits you, man, it is like, whoa, that is so delightful. Just, you know, it's just wonderful. So actually, I have to share with you guys one small little off-the-side thing here. I took a trip to China once a few years ago, and we were shown in our group was taken to a silkworm factory. China, and the women were there doing their factory silkworm deals, and we were going to walk around and look at what they were doing. And the guide said to us, now, whatever you do, don't say, oh, wow, look at that. Because in Chinese, wow is like not a good thing to say. So you never know. Be careful of your context. Okay.
I thought that was so funny when you told me that. I mean, I never thought about that. Yeah.
Who would know? Gosh, you know.
Right.
Well, anyway, what we have for you today is an exercise that I know I've used, and you've probably used it too, Diane, several times in my classes. I used to use this routinely with people because it worked. And it was like, this is interesting, and it's always different. And today, Diane, I want to encourage you to be sure to do this on paper with us. And we would love to hear from as many people we have time for, because whatever you tell us in your feedback from doing this is going to be the gems for everybody. It really comes from you today. So don't be shy to unmute yourself, talk to us, give your feedback, and then we'll share that, because really the heart of this this seminar today is about sharing what our wow factors are. Because I tell you, even a little thing that you may say could just spark off someone else who hadn't thought of it before. Believe me, nothing is too simple here. So the first thing we're going to do on this exercise is really, if we had it in front of you, it would probably be called the Wheel of Life Satisfaction. That's what I have, but I don't have that wheel for you in this teleseminar. So we're going to do an inventory of 10 different areas of your life. So the first thing I want you to do is just simply write down, first of all, I think let's write down all the categories, all 10, and I'll tell you what they are. Just jot them down, then we're going to do the second step. So first of all, I want you to write down just simply these categories. The first one being your job and your career level. Just write down job, career. The second category is money in terms of what you have saved up, money savings, that category. The third category is money income. That's a little different. So far we have job and career, that's one. Two is money and savings. And three is money and income. It's a different way of looking at your money. Okay, number four is general health. That's a category of your life. General health. Just health. You can just write down health. Your health. The fifth category is fun or hobbies, an area of your life where you know it's a time for fun, things you do for fun, if it's travel, playing, whatever it is, it's fun to you, or you have an actual hobby. That's a category of life. I want you to write down number five. Number six is partnership, love, intimacy, whatever you want. That's an area of your life. You may have nothing there, but write it down anyway. Partnership, intimacy, love, romance, I don't care what you call it. Love, romance, it's that kind of partnership, not business, but partnership, love. Okay. All right, something put down there, love, if you just put that. The seventh category is your friendships. Easy peasy, friendships. Okay, I think number eight, if I'm not mistaken here, is home environment. Your home environment. How do you, you know, what's your home environment looks like? It's like where you live. That's a category of your life. That's a segment of your life that you spend a lot of time doing and, you know, accumulating things for your home environment. So just write down your home environment. That would be your home environment, more like the physical parts of it, not necessarily the relationships there, just home environment. Number nine would be family relationships. Family. That would be like with your original family, could be your mom and dad, or it could be with you and your kids. It's up to you. You think about what your family consists of. It could be a, you know, your own kind of family, your own definition of what family is. But what is that's a category of your life, family, relationships. And then number 10, let's do something hugely philosophical here, sense of purpose. That's an area of your life, your sense of purpose, the sense of where you are in life, the sense of what you've achieved, where you are, what you hope to do next, so forth, that area. So that's 10 categories. Now, here's the deal. You have them all written down. Now I want you to go back. The next step is to go back and take each one in your mind, look at it for a minute, let your intuition just like, don't spend a lot of time on it, but just kind of first number that comes to your mind between 1 and 10, 10 being high, you're very happy with this category. I want you to rate each of the categories, each of the 10 categories, each one separately, rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm really happy with this one. Or, you know, 5 being, it's okay, you know, kind of in the middle. 1 would be you're not very happy there. You need some need for improvement or room for improvement. So go ahead and do that on each one. Like I say, don't take a lot of time to stew about it. The first number that comes to your mind is probably the right one. So we need some music to play in here, Diane.
Yeah, we could always sing, Carol.
Not me.
No, I'm afraid people would jump off the call if that one did that.
It's not a wow factor for me.
I know. Well, while they're doing it, I've got a wow factor that I'm going to announce later during the call. So as Carol knows, I'm just so excited. I can't wait to tell you all about it. And so, you know, just I'm just waiting. That's my wow factor for today.
You're just teasing us with this, aren't you?
I am. It's just like,
So let's see where everybody is. If you've got all of your categories rated, your job career, your money savings, your money income, your ability to make money, let's say that, and the money that you have saved up, two different categories, your general health, how happy are you with that? How happy are you with your fun and hobby interests? With your partnership love area? With your friendship area, how happy are that? How happy are you with where you live and how you, you know, the place where you live in, location or your inner home, and your family relationships, and your sense of purpose, being on purpose, being close to your purpose. So with that in mind, you should have some number for each one of those. Now, go back and look at it, and this will be obvious to you right off the bat. Circle the one, circle the highest rated category, the one that you are happiest with. Whatever number it is, it's closest to 10. It may not be a 10 yet, but let's say it's anything over 5. And if one of these stands out as like, yeah, that's where I really shine here. This is my category. This is what I'm happiest with, no matter what it is. Circle that one. I want you to have at least one. Now, if you have two categories that are the same number, it's fine. You could do both of them if you like. If you have one that's exactly the same number, take them both. That's fine. I'll just give you a little bit more info. So at least have the highest one. Okay. Now, what I want you to do, the third step here, you can turn your sheet over if you haven't. I want you to have enough room to write down a few factors. This is what I want you to do. You look at the area. Let's say I'm really happy with my general health. It's an 8. Okay. Now, I want you to write down a few factors that would account for your success in the area that you chose. For example, you know, if it's your general health, it's like, what do you do to keep your health going? Now, you may not do too much. It may be things right now, if you're young, you don't have a lot of problems maybe. Or if you have had problems and you've gotten better, what have you done? Look at the point being in any category. It could be friendships. You know, that's my highest category. I'm really happy with my friendships. I want you to look at that and say, what am I doing specifically that make these friendships work? You know, I make a point to stay in contact with people. You know, we get together regularly. We talk from the heart. I always keep my promises with my friends. You know, I'm on time. I give them credit. I give them the benefit of the doubt. We laugh a lot. Whatever it is, I want specific factors that you think are helping you create success in that area. So think about it, and get down at least, you know, 3 or 4. The more, the better.
I could do 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 do.
I know it. We need this intro music here. I don't want to talk too much because I like people to think. Now, you can keep thinking. If something occurs to you, jot it down. Because what we're looking for are your strengths in these areas. So whatever you see yourself as having a strength, and whatever occurs to you, even if it's not even in this category, write it down. Make sure you get, you know, I'm really good with people. You know, I always follow through on my tasks, whatever it is. I'm good at thinking of, I'm a brainstormer, you know. Okay, now the next step, number 4 here, is to choose another category that you would like to improve. Look at back at your life categories. Is there an area there that you would like to improve? Now, it might not be on this list. Let's say you want to improve your sales and your business. That's fine. You can take any area of whatever you want to improve, whether it's one of these 10 categories or another way of saying that, you know, something specific in your business, your practice, your starting a career, something like that. That's okay. You're trying, you have some project you want to advance, okay? It doesn't matter really what it is, but you'll know what yours is. You've got something that you're like stewing about. I know it right now. So take that, write that thing down that you want to improve or advance or promote. Say, this is the thing I want to improve is blah, blah, blah. And then go back to your success factors in the other area, and I want you to take those success factors and apply them specifically in a way that makes sense to you of what you could do in this new area using one of those other things that you thought was just like what you did and it's irrelevant. I don't care what it is. What are your success factors? And I want you to sort of transition them over, translate them into an actual activity or mindset or method that you could use to improve the area you're working on. This is the crucial point here. Any germ of an idea will be helpful to you, believe me, because the reason is you already have experience in doing this. It's something you do well. It is your wow factor. It's just like you can't help yourself. You're always punctual. You're always on time. You always keep your promises. You know, you always follow through, or, you know, you're not afraid to break new ground, or you took a risk once and you can do it again. You know, you can do what you need to do. You've done it already. So now think about, you know, these strengths that you already own. This isn't something you have to do or become a different person to do. You already do this. What do? Just do more of it. This is how we get using our authentic self. And with it's really how you proceed with less effort and less fear and less trying to be somebody that you're not. Okay, now this is the important point. Now we need to hear from you because we want to hear. And we want you to really interact here so that everyone can have some say, about 5 or 6 people, hopefully. Just give us the facts. You don't have to go into a long deal. But just tell us, okay, my success factors are these 3 things, 1 or 2 or 3. which I have in friendships, and I can see that if I use that to market my business, it might just, you know, add something or help me in some way. So make it specific. What you do well and what the specific factors are and the area that you're trying to improve and how you would use them. Those are the things we want to hear from you. And if you could just please say your name and where you're from, that would be fun for us to see where everybody's coming from here. So
right. We have people from all over the world here. Yeah.
Yes. We, you know, please use this hour to your advantage and step up and just tell us what you found out and help everybody else on the call. So who would like to go first?
Just star 6 to unmute yourself so you can get through. Don't be shy. Remember, your answers are gems for everybody.
It's okay if you even have a partial or you have a question. Questions are good as well. And this,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can work with your questions. We can work with a partial list. Or if you think, I don't see how this works at all, that's great. Please let us know that. We'll help you figure it out, maybe. There's no one answer here. So who would like to start? I guess everybody's going to be shy today. We can't even see your face, so just say what you found out in this exercise.
Well, I'll jump in.
Great.
Who are you?
I'm Renee, and I'm from the Bay.
Renee.
Well, first of all, when you talked about what comes to mind with an acronym for WOW,
yes.
What I wrote down was wonderfully outlandish woman.
That's great.
Does that describe Renee by any chance?
I'd like to think so. It felt good. Felt good to write
good.
That. Okay. In terms of the area that I was, one of the areas that I was happiest with, and I just felt good to, when I put numbers by it, I had a lot of eights, and that
great.
Felt good. I zeroed in on friendship, and I wrote that I'm a good friend. I'm there for my friends physically and emotionally. I listen. I reach out to them for help and advice. So it's not just a one-sided friendship. I support
yes.
them and support me. I follow through, and I let them know how much they mean to me. So
yes.
that's what I put down under friendships. And then for areas to improve, for me, it's job and career. I'm sort of one of the many that is looking at a layoff in July.
Okay.
Being in my career, my current job for many, many years and being successful at it. So, you know, part of what attracted me to this session was, for me, I had found my wow factor, and now I'm trying, but I've lost it, so I'm looking at sort of refinding it, recreating that wow, re-energizing that wow in me.
Renee, let me ask you a question, if I might. So how can you then use your strength in this particular area that you want to improve?
Well, certainly reaching out
absolutely.
For help and advice. Also, I would say that I'm pretty resilient. I can pick myself up and dust myself off and move on and sort of spend some time reflecting but not get stuck in that downward spiral.
Mm-hmm. Let's look a little bit more at your strength that you've determined your friendship. So how can, what other way can that relate to, you know, what you want to improve? Can you see anything else? I can see one thing. I don't want to say anything until you, yeah.
I think the listening, you did talk about listening to your inside voice and also listening to sort of what the world is putting out there for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I could just make a suggestion, do you mind?
Not at all.
Okay, since, you know, your friendships, and you've rated that really high and you're a really great friend, whether you're building your own business or you're seeking employment, networking is really a key issue. So possibly you could do more networking because you enjoy your friends and friendships and probably communication with each other.
Uh-huh.
To reach out and do some networking around a next position or perhaps, you know, what you want to do next. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So
what
that's kind of what we're looking at.
What area are you looking? Are you looking now? Are you going to be looking for another job similar to what you have, or what are you thinking?
Not sure. What I said to my husband, and this scares the bejeebies out of him, but I said, I just need to take a break, and I need to give myself some time to dream.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start kind of sharing just some of the dreaming that I've been doing, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's pretty wide open, and it's not... I think he'd like me to just find another job in my career, current career. And I'm mm-hmm. thinking of what does that next chapter of my life look like?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, and that could be pretty scary for family relationships and
oh, yeah.
for partnership love.
You know, if I can share a story with you, I think it was in 1990 or what have you, somewhere around there, is when I got laid off. So I totally understand where you're coming from. And, you know, your identity is kind of wrapped up in that. And, of course, there's family and friendships that see you in a certain way. So, yeah, I think taking a break and really doing some internal processing to determine what it is that you really want to do. And, I believe everything happens for a reason. So maybe your next step might be something a little different, or your next step might be a little different attitude in which you were doing things or learning new ways of what you were doing. Does that make sense?
Very much so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carol, what about you? Do you have any thoughts?
This is a great moment in your life in order to reassess what things, you know, what, where do you want to go from here and what new chapter do you want to write here. In your intuition, does your intuition tell you that the kind of job you have now is like, is it something that is fading out in, or do you think do you need to prepare over the next, you need to prepare for just something completely new because this thing wouldn't be sustainable anyway if you did get another job, if that makes sense to you? I mean, like, is this an industry that is always going to have these kind of layoff problems, or is it time for you to, like, unhook from that stream and create something of your own that can, you know, sustain you for many years ahead? What does your intuition say about that?
My sense is that this industry is in for a really rough patch for the next few years, and in terms of my age and kind of working time horizon, I'm not so sure that it's going to recover soon enough for me
right.
to jump back in. And quite
mm-hmm.
frankly, I am, when I get excited about some of my dreams, they're not in what I'm doing now, but it may be transferring those skills and putting them to work, repackaging them,
mm-hmm.
And maybe doing something that supports or plays a different role to the current industry that I'm in, but it's perhaps from an either outsourced or it's maybe with another company that might be servicing my current industry, you know, so that I could, because I have an understanding of the current industry that I'm in, so I think that that's a benefit that I can sell to perhaps a new company, a new industry that would be looking to have some sort of relationship, but is not in that sector. Does that make sense?
Yes, I like how you're thinking, and you know what? When you're talking, I'm okay. Here's your wow. You're a wonderfully outsourced woman. You're outsourcing yourself here. Yeah.
No.
You know, you're on the move. And absolutely, I think building on our strengths gives us a sense of the foundation that we already own in ourselves, in our confidence, and that is, you know, what we take into the next thing, even though the next thing might be looking different. We have basic skills and experience that we don't want to dismiss or think we have to start completely over. We don't. We're starting from a good level already.
Right.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Renee. Is there anything else you wanted to, is anything else occurred to you in talking to us right now?
Well, as I was listening to you and getting very excited, I was thinking a message that I was getting from the inside was, and I am sort of seasoned enough, experienced enough in what I do that I'm really ready to be my own boss or in a position for that next role where I'm much more empowered to make decisions that really shape what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I would encourage you to, like, spend some meditation time just visualizing yourself right now. What does it look like to be you at your stage of life? I mean, do you see yourself immediately in your mind, like, on a high diving board or, you know, going up in a balloon or what? I think working with the unconscious around these things is kind of fun, too. And how do you see yourself? What, just put yourself in a symbolic environment. What do you see? How do you picture yourself now? Like you're remaking yourself or Wizard of Oz. What is it that comes to mind around this new situation?
And something I'd like to really point out, and you've mentioned it a couple of times, Renee, that you're excited and you feel the energy. Notice your energy level when it goes up. That is a great signal and a direction that you want to pay attention to, because that gives you, I like to call the juice, to keep you moving.
That's
wonderful.
Great. I just want to piggyback on that, Diane. That's exactly right. That's another aspect of the wow. It's like, wow, I can do this. Wow, this is it. I can get to do this. You know, and everything we try, you know, it has its ups and downs. It's not like a straight shot to the moon and you never come down. But you're willing to keep going because it's so interesting and it's worth it. So that's part of the wow, too.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
That was very interesting, Renee. Yeah, I think you probably speak to a lot of people right now. That's really
where
a lot of people are. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll more minutes.
Thank you, Renee.
We still would like to invite another person to share what they found, what their questions are. You heard Renee. You know, what do you think? What's up for you guys? Someone else, please step forward.
Or even if you have some other advice for Renee, if you've been in a similar situation and have some input you'd like to share.
Good. Who's next?
You know, sometimes a lot of the work that I do, and I know, Carol, you do the same thing, is, you know, feeling that you're stuck and you're not sure which direction to go into, and you may not even have anybody to talk to about it, you know, or people around you may not even understand where you're coming from. And that can be frightening, quite frankly, I think. So it's always helpful to have somebody, you know, to talk to that has seen the bigger picture, perhaps. And now's a perfect opportunity. You've got Carol and myself on the line, and goodness knows what we've been through. And actually, I think I've got something for Renee, too, but this, my special offer I can't hardly wait to talk about.
You are. Why don't you go ahead and talk about that special offer?
Okay.
You know, go ahead and talk about it. And we still would like to hear from one or two people just with, you know, touch base with us and tell us what you found. But tell us about your offer, Diane.
Okay. And anybody can just jump in at any time. You know, I'll just talk on for 2 hours. So feel free to *6 and ask a question or anything else. But what I am so excited about, I have to tell you, you know, you all know that I'm a business consultant and a coach, and I have been for many, many years. And I absolutely, absolutely love what I do. And with, at the Learning Cafe, you know, we have low-cost and sometimes no-cost seminars like one today. And I really want to reach out and help as many people as I possibly can fulfill their potential and their dreams, whatever that might look like. So what I have done is I've actually, after working with so, so many people, I've actually put together a step-by-step program so that you have the capabilities to define what your passion might be and how to turn your passion into a profitable business. So we're launching this today, actually. You're the first people that even know about it, I have to tell you. You're the very first people. So we're launching it today, and it's a step-by-step system on how to turn a step-by-step system for developing and marketing your product or service. So just like Renee, you know, she's trying to find her passion. She might want to outsource, so what does that mean? She's going to have to start putting some, well, first of all, a commitment to that. That's the very first step, is a commitment. And I mean a strong commitment that comes from your heart of hearts, and that you're, you know, because that's the juice, as Carol and I have said. So anyway, this is a step-by-step method, and I've developed it, and you can buy it today online, and I put together a special offer for the first 8 people to purchase this system, which is downloadable. They're going to receive a free 30-minute coaching session with me, which is valued at $175, and also a special report that's prepared by Susan Hansen, who is an accountant and a CPA, and she's also one of our advisors on our network. And, of course, the step-by-step, and that's valued at $75, and, of course, the step-by-step method itself is at $247. So all of those, all 3 of those, are going to be packaged today, special bonus package today, for only $97. So I'm only giving away 8 of these packages. And when the 8 go, that's it. The price then goes up to $247. So what's included in this, in this process, it's very, very in-depth. I mean, it will take you through how to decide what your passion might be, how to define it, understanding the why of what you do is so important. It's got business planning and creativity in there, some success strategies, also marketing strategies that work for you. In today's world, things have changed. Even last year, you couldn't sell the same way. The world has changed and is quickly changing all the time. So what do we have to do? We have to change along with it. And to be unique and different, if you really want to have your own business or start a business, or even if you already have a business and you might feel stuck or you want to create another product. So this will give you a blueprint, step-by-step way on how to do that. So in the course material, it's put together so that you have content, action steps, points to ponder. I love points to ponder because it really makes you think. And then a self-study review portion. So it's really comprehensive. So to buy that, all you need to do is go to my website, which is www.thelearning-cafe.com, and then go to the navigation bar on the left, and you would click on Products and Offers. And the information will come up, and you can read more about what I'm talking about to see if it's a good fit for you. But I am so thrilled. This has been a labor of love, I have to tell you. If I could help the entire world for free, I certainly would, and I have.
I have to say, Diane, I have to say, I've known Diane for, I don't know, 30 years, and I've often consulted her when I had some question about a brand or how to market something or how to make, you know, what do I need as a title here or something like that. And she's just a natural at coming up with these ideas, and I kept telling her, you know, Diane, why haven't you written a book? Why haven't you done this together? And she's finally done it, so I'm really proud of you, Diane.
Thank you.
I just want to give my two cents that I think, you know, this is how we get going. As we make a commitment, we just jump in. Okay, you're just going to do something, do it then, and start taking action. Because it's like she says, you know, you'll be miserable. If your passion is building up in you and you're not taking action, that's one of the most hardest places to be and most challenging places where you really doubt everything because you're not doing it. And once you start on it, gosh, you start seeing, oh, well, you know, it's not that hard. It can be done. It may take longer than you think. It always does, in my estimation. But so what? You know, you're going to be in this place 10 years from now, so you might as well start now, is what I'm thinking. You know, don't wait. But then, you know, that's me. I'm sort of a get out there and do it and then see what happens, you know. And Diane makes it like, okay, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Let's just do it this way. So try her method at least because, why not, you know. You can look forever and you might as well just take the plunge and start moving ahead. Well, anyway, we've got 10 more minutes here. If we have someone.
Anybody has any more questions?
Questions? Throw it at us.
We're ready. Ooh,
how about somebody who's from a, is there anybody out there who's from a really long way away, like another country? Is there, I know we have some people signed up from other countries. Is there anyone from a really long distance to us in California, in the U.S.?
And I don't know what the time zone is either, but I do know that we have some people from Israel, from Spain, Canada, all over the world, and it's always so exciting to have them on our call. Whenever they can get to that, too. That's why we do the replay. Well, Carol, do you want to talk a little bit about what our next session is going to, our next class is going to be about?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Do you remember what that
the
is?
The next one, yes, we all, we're always, you know, hopefully one step ahead of ourselves. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yes, next time we're going to talk about uncovering our hidden agenda. And this is one I'm very excited about. I just love our teleseminars because we get to talk about the things that we're most wild about. And this will be, let's see, what is our date there? It's June 17th, I think it is. It's the third Thursday. Is that what you wrote down? I can't remember now.
Yeah, and actually, Carol, it's already on the website. People can register now.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, just
so, and this one today will also be on the website. We'll post these podcasts in a day or two. Yes, and we have the one on Thursday. That's our fourth mentoring roundtable. And as I say, our topic is uncovering your hidden agenda. And this is also going to be experiential. And we're going to do another very interesting, one of my favorite. I can't wait to talk about this one. This is one of my favorite. It doesn't take that long to do this and to figure out something that I think you will find, like I do, mind-blowing. I don't want to talk too much about it because I want it to percolate in your mind that this is where you're headed. So if you want to, you know, find your hidden agenda, we always think we know what we're doing. But I don't know, but there's a lot of unconscious stuff, too, that we could become more aware of.
Something else that I forgot is that we wanted to go back to the concluding points of our call. Do you want me to go ahead and start that?
Sure, go ahead and talk about what we're just going to give you kind of a some takeaway points here, so you might want to jot down a few of these.
Right. So, and we're going to do half of them. So, in concluding points, we talked about sort. That's a good keyword. And when in doubt about an issue, identify your true priorities. And again, that would really, for me, say go inside, meditate, spend a little time out in nature to get some information. The second one was align. Who am I? What do I really want here? What am I willing to do? What am I willing to do? That is a good one. You know, we can say that we want this, we want that, but when it comes down to it, are we willing to take the steps that we need to do to accomplish what it is that you want to do, big time? And then there's step up, I love these, of course. Step up, how can I apply what I do outstandingly well here? So you step up to that. And then step out. Okay, step out. Acknowledge your life is working. And then shift. Shift. A small change in your attitude can work wonders to create a feeling of happiness. You just kind of shift. And oftentimes, I say to people that it's like a kaleidoscope. I work with people, you know, I'm an intuitive astrologer as well, but I'm also a business coach, and sometimes it's just like turning the kaleidoscope just a little bit, and you can see things totally different. So I'm going to hand it over to you to go to the other.
Right. And I don't know if there's anyone on here who needs to mute their phone, but I hear a little bit of interference, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I do too.
So someone could press *6 to mute if they're making doing something else besides listening. That'd be great. So, yeah, this one is wake up. This is what can you say about your present moment? Hey, I'm feeling a little bit of interference here. where's the wow in this moment, girls and boys? Where do I feel excitement and passion? You always want to follow positive energy. You know, anything that you do, like, wow, I cleaned up my bills today. I got things done. I walked to work. Wow, I spent time reading to my daughter. You know, anything that you can reevaluate and really give yourself credit for, that's very important. If you knew your purpose today, you and were working it, you wouldn't feel any different than you do now. You'd still have stuff to do. You still have challenges. So, you know, just live in the moment. Wake up to what's here. And that's the next one. Be present. You're happy and you're successful. Life is here now. Be grateful for what you have. You know, you can always have more of this or find the perfect that or whatever, but right now your life is the way it is because of how it's happened so far, and you have the chance to, you know, move forward now. And what you can do is just find your wow in every moment possible every day from here on out. You know, what the heck? Make it a good day. Make it a wow day. That's what I say. And I will conclude my portion of this. Just to remind you, you know, Diane's an astrologer. I'm a numerologist. Guess what we have in common? We love this stuff. And someday maybe we'll even talk about it on these teleseminars.
Yeah.
But I just want to remind everyone, I'm sure you already know, but at my website at caroladrian.com, I have the free numerology weekly forecast, which I make a point of writing and putting up there for you, the free numerology forecast every week based on your personal day and personal, actually, month and year. And I have the primary life charts. You can order those for yourself or for friends. If a gift is coming up, a birthday, it's a great way to show somebody their life plan. And I have the podcast. You can write to me. Sometimes I will respond to your question with an answer on my podcast. And I also have my new meditations and visualizations. They're only $4.95. How can you resist that? So those are posted. You can order those by PayPal and download them onto an MP3. And they will help you. There's one for attracting and setting out intentions and attracting what you want. How can you resist that one? And then the second one I just put up is the working through obstacles. And this is an unconscious way to remove any obstacle in your life. And visualize it, and I tell you, your intuition will give you very, very good advice. And then next month in June, I'm going to have the Voices of Soul and Spirit, and those will be talking to your inner male energies and your inner female energies, and I'll put those up next in June. So that you can access all of that on my website at caroladrian.com, as you well know. So I guess we're just about out of time here. Diane, any last-minute thoughts?
Yes. You know, I just want to say that Carol and I have a blast in doing these seminars, and we're really very friendly people. So for me anyway, feel free to give me an email if you have any other questions or insights about today's session that you would like to share with me. I'd be more than happy to share with others. But both Carol and I'm speaking for myself especially, but I know Carol well enough. We both love what we do, and it comes from our heart, and it comes directly to you. And what you do with it is entirely up to you. But we're here, and we're loving it. And that's our wow factor, I think, Carol. You know,
right.
We just love it, yeah.
I do love email questions, and I get a lot from people from all over the world, actually. It's very wonderful to do it. So please do keep in touch. And if you want to, you know, do something privately and you didn't want to speak up today, just email us, and we'll talk about it next time.
And then we'll have the recording. It should be ready within the next day or so. And so you will receive an email, so watch for that in your email box to get the link so that you can replay this wonderful seminar for today and the wonderful offers that we have. So with that, Carol, hey, you have a great day. And as always, it's a pleasure to work with you, my dear. And thank you all for attending. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.